Welcome to the Better Business Podcast from Datagraphic. Your host, Glyn King, CEO of Datagraphic, joins responsible business manager, Pete Wells, to talk about practical steps SMEs and organisations within the voluntary sector can take to begin their sustainability journey. Glyn, it's over to you.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm Glyn King, the Chief Executive of Datagraphic, and I'm joined today by Pete Wells, who's our Responsible Business Manager. We are a UK SME, and we've been on our sustainable journey for quite some time now, a decade or so. And I remember sitting in a meeting when someone suggested we plant some trees in a wood somewhere, and that was going to be sustainability. And I said, no, this isn't going to work. Because if you are serious about sustainability and you want to be a serious business and be taken seriously, we need to grasp this and we need to get on with it. And you, Peter, over that period, have taken that cudgel up, and we are in the position that we are now, and we're very proud of where we are now. And we're going to make a recording today and hopefully help you understand our journey and how we can help you with this journey. There will be some references in this podcast to the Sunderland region, because we are working specifically with Sunderland on some projects. But the practical advice that we're going to go through is applicable to wherever you are. So, Pete, to get started, we prioritise sustainability. Why do you think it's so important, particularly for small businesses?
I think sustainability is increasingly important for businesses because of its long-term impact. So being sustainable can actually reduce operational costs and save the business money. And that doesn't have to be an expensive solution. So it reassures clients that we comply with the government's green agenda, which can be key to some contracts. And it makes sense to be sustainable. It means our natural resources can go further.
Yeah.
You can protect brand reputation as a responsible business to work with. And then from a future-proofing perspective, you become attractive to the next generation.
Yeah, I think that's something that we've noticed, that obviously as we're recruiting, people are starting to ask, what is our position on sustainability and the like? And I know the B Corp part of it, as we've started to put that on our job ads, and people are getting quite interested in that. But I mean, there's some small things you can do, aren't there? Like, replacing lights with more efficient LEDs. I know it sounds a small thing. I'm sure people are doing it at home. But if you do it at work, it's a big thing.
It's on a bigger scale, yeah. So just to give an idea of some of our wins, we reduced our gas consumption by over 60%. So, and that's just by, tighter temperature control. So you reduce 60% from your gas bill.
Yeah.
And the savings are easy to work out immediately through doing nothing other than reducing the temperature down or turning it off when you're not there.
Yeah.
It's a massive saving. You know, further to that, solar panels means we put them on our building, which means we can run into the entire operations on sunlight. And then we've replaced old technology in the production centre with new technology, we've increased output while reducing consumption and wastage. People do assume it's too expensive, when in reality small changes can cut costs quickly. Return on investment can be 1 to 3 years, certainly for efficiency upgrades. It's the price of electricity these days is a fortune, and only going one way. So when you factor that in and replace something with something more efficient, it soon adds up.
But there are funding options available, and it isn't generally as expensive as people think it is.
Yeah, it is. Funding, it is available. That can range from funding towards energy audits or carbon saving projects. It's things like solar PV, battery storage, insulation, alternative heat sources, anything obvious that can save carbon. They can pay 50% funding and up to £50,000, which is a huge amount.
It helps
any business.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go through some of the grants that are available in the Sunderland area. I mean,
Let's name
a few. We've got the Industrial Energy Transformation Fund, Northeast Business Support Fund, the Sunderland Business Support Fund. But in reality, the best way to find out is to get in touch with the Sunderland City Council's low carbon team. They're there to help, and they're very good.
Yeah, Sunderland have got the Green Business Toolkit, How can listeners of this in Sunderland take advantage of that?
So Sunderland is committed. They've got very ambitious net zero targets as a council and as a city, which is great to see. And the Sunderland Green Network provides access to information on how to reduce emissions and become more sustainable. The toolkit's free. It includes a checklist with 8 steps to become a greener business. And more support will become available in relation to funding opportunities. So digital resources, training sessions. It's a great toolkit for anybody who's starting out on this journey.
Yeah. And they've worked hard on that, haven't they, Sunderland, to get that ready. And I think the SMEs in the area who are listening to this podcast ought to get on that pronto, because I think it's a really good thing that they've done.
Absolutely. And a really enthusiastic team as well. It's great to work with someone who's so like-minded.
Yeah. So if they've found these grants and they've found this toolkit, have you got any tips on how they can be successful?
The tip from our perspective is the more carbon that you save, the higher the success rate. Just start.
Yeah.
The journey's not as hard as you may think it is. Just start. Implement quick wins. You can do this straight away.
Yeah.
You can turn the temperature down. You can turn the lights off. You can replace lights with LEDs.
Yeah.
They're all small wins that can make a big difference. And then look at further projects. Bigger projects, but that require investment.
Yeah.
But until you measure, until you start, don't know. You don't know what's costing you a lot of money.
Yeah. So measure, start. Don't overcommit.
If you can't do it straight away, that you can choose green energy suppliers. You can actually offset your own emissions as well. So some people may not be able to reduce all their emissions down. So an offsetting is another option available to people.
Cool. Okay. So. Thanks if you've been listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. If you're a SME in the Sunderland region and you're looking to take advantage of some of the things we've talked about, get onto the Sunderland Green Business Toolkit. It is good. Get involved in that. And if we've done anything to help you get on your sustainable journey and making it a better sustainable future, thanks. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Pete. It's good. I can go and get me a cup of coffee now. So have a good day, everyone. Thank you.